Okay, no matter what you drive, you still have to buy gas, right? KQED's Rob Schmitz brings us this story about what tourist attractions in Southern California are doing to court people scared off by high gas prices.
Costa Mesa is in the heart of Orange County, just south of Los Angeles. It serves as a base camp for tourists who want to enjoy local attractions like Disneyland. Lately, though, it's been quiet here. At the city's Westin Hotel, it's so quiet that the Muzak, gently flowing from overhead speakers in the lobby, is the only sound on this recent morning. Michael Mustafa, director of sales and marketing, blames a slow economy and high gas prices.
The business has slowed considerably. The corporate group travel, the conventioneer business has slowed.
This downturn has prompted the city's Conference and Visitor Bureau to start paying people to come here. Mustafa says visitors now receive $25 dining coupons for each day they stay here and a $25 check for gas.
And we've actually upped that. If you stay 3 nights with us, we'll give you $50 gas credit because $25 wasn't even working. So, you know, pretty soon we're going to give you $100 back.
Costa Mesa isn't the only place offering to pay for your gas. Up the coast, Santa Barbara is doing the same thing. Susan Wilcox is a spokeswoman for the California Travel and Tourism Commission.
I think that travelers are going to be more mindful than in the past of their gas consumption and maybe look into going to places that are close that they've maybe wanted to visit or heard about visiting and haven't really taken advantage of up until now.
A survey released last month by the Travel Industry Association seems to confirm this. It found that 40% of Americans were planning to change their travel plans this summer to more local destinations because of high gas prices. And here in Southern California, one popular local destination is all too happy to accommodate.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Roller coaster riders scream at the top of their lungs on a recent Monday afternoon at Disneyland. Gabriel Sanabria has been waiting in line at the ride for about an hour, which is, coincidentally, about how long it took him and his girlfriend to drive here from San Diego. Sanabria says the high gas prices will keep him coming back to local attractions like Disneyland, but he says he'll be changing his method of travel to more far-flung places he usually drives to.
You know, it's a common thing to go from San Diego to Vegas in your car from, you know, for San Diegans, so definitely fly more often. And I have a family in Northern California, so definitely flying, there's no question, I wouldn't even consider driving.
And of course, there isn't a guarantee airline prices won't change either. A spokesman for Disneyland wouldn't comment on how the rising price of gas has affected ticket sales. Disney traditionally keeps attendance figures secret. But on this day, the park is packed. Tim Rottenberg's been here for 6 hours, and he's only been able to enjoy 3 rides. He lives just miles away. He says he's been to the park dozens of times. As crowds bump past him on Disney's Main Street, the 18-year-old retains an almost existentialist take on how crowded it is today.
It's the concept of escapism where people just want to come to Disneyland and get away. More and more people are doing it. Disneyland becomes another place where there's too many people, it costs more and more to get here, and you can't even find a place to escape to anymore from these gas prices, from things like that.
But for the time being, Disneyland will do its best to serve as an escape to a more local audience traveling fewer miles to get there. It is a small world, after all. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.